The Great Galoon, written and read by me, Tom Banks. Being a mostly accurate tale of the voyages of Captain Meredith Anstruther, his crew, and his celebrated Great Galoon. For Dulcie, Sol, and Sarah, and for Nell, the real Team GB. Dear reader, throughout these stories of the Great Galoon, you will find goodnight points. Please be aware that these are the author's suggestion only. If you are reading this story to your brother, your vicar, fridge, etc., please feel free to move goodnight points around exactly as you see fit. If you are reading this story to yourself, you may, of course, ignore the goodnight points altogether and carry on reading forever, until the story ends or you walk into a lamppost, whichever happens first. The bilge pumps on the Great Galoon. The Great Galoon creaked and snapped as it pulled at its anchors, thousands of feet above the frozen sea. Its sails were furled. Its great boiler pumped hot air into the gigantic balloon that kept it in the sky. And on board was a flurry of activity such as Stanley Crumplehorn had never seen before. Rushing along the decks, on his way from his own cabin to the ballroom, he ducked as a walking stick flew through the air an inch from his head.
"Sorry, dear," cried Mrs. Wouldbegood,
the wizened and wrinkly owner of the stick, who was fighting off a bearded man with a cutlass. "No problem," called Stanley, as he leapt down a low flight of stairs that led to the main deck. A box of crockery came smashing to the ground as he passed, and Stanley heard Mrs. Wouldbegood roaring, "That's the best dinner service, you piratical dog!" before he dropped down a hatchway and into the relative darkness of the wooden corridor below.